This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. Peter Godfrey-Smith wants us to reconsider what we think about octopuses. Yes, that is the correct plural. I actually looked it up. In his new book, Other Minds, he says engaging with octopuses is probably the closest thing we have to meeting an intelligent alien. How so? Because their minds are complex, yet so very different from ours. Our last common evolutionary ancestor was a simple worm-like being that lived 600 million years ago. Godfrey-Smith calls octopuses an independent experiment in the evolution of the mind, and I asked him to explain how we know that they have complex brains.
For a long time, people have suspected that octopuses in captivity could recognize and behave differently towards individual humans. So they knew this human from that human and would make distinctions between them. And they found that octopuses could indeed, as people had suspected, remember individual humans and behave differently in response to them. This was a surprising finding in a lot of ways. Firstly, octopuses are not very social animals. They don't have any particular reason to be good at recognizing individuals, even of their own species in most cases, let alone humans. So the idea that they could track and behave differently towards individual humans was really quite surprising. It shows how complicated they are.
What were some assumptions that maybe you had about cephalopods that you had to challenge, or about your idea of what constitutes a mind or a conscious being, as you got to know this species better?
So one of the big facts about octopuses is they have large nervous systems, but the majority of their neurons are not found where you would expect to find them, sort of in the head, between the eyes, as you would with a human. But instead, most of the neurons are found spread through the body, especially within the arms themselves. And with respect to the control of basic motions, at least, the arms of an octopus seem to have some degree of autonomy. They're able to sort of make their own way. So when you think about our experience, when you think about human experience, it's very natural to think in terms of a kind of a definite self, a kind of center for the mental life that we all have. And it's hard to even think about what it might be like to be a kind of, far more decentralized or distributed kind of intelligence. And that's one of the ways in which octopuses they really sort of probe our thinking about the nature of the mind.
When you study cephalopods, how do you make sure you don't anthropomorphize them in some way? I mean, as a human, we're always looking for a mind that is something like ours, because that's all we know.
So it's true that there's this possibility of anthropomorphizing and thinking that they're too similar to us. I think it's also the case that there's been a tendency in some parts of biology of so rigorously avoiding anthropomorphizing that the animals in a way get kind of undersold. But recent work in behavioral biology has found quite a lot of sense in the idea that animals do differ with respect to what could be called personality. So the distinction between shy individuals and bold individuals, individuals prone to a kind of stressful response to things and others that are not, they often show a kind of curiosity about humans. They often sort of reach out an arm to explore a human who might be in front of their den. To some extent, this is probably an attempt to work out whether this thing in front of them might be edible. But it's been shown that octopuses have a kind of curious interest in things that they pretty clearly know they can't eat. So they're just very exploratory and inquisitive animals. And I think of this as a point of real similarity between us and them.
What do you feel when you're in the presence of cephalopods, of an octopus? What crosses your mind?
I spend quite a bit of time just trying to work out what might be going on inside them.
Do you ever get the sense they are doing the same with you, wondering what you're up to?
When you put it like that, you know, it's probably too much to ask to think of them as sort of wondering in the particular way a person does. But they're certainly watchful and curious in their orientation towards humans. And you can think of it as a kind of at least a faint analog of the same kind of interest. There is certainly a kind of mutual engagement you know, they're engaged with keeping an eye on you and trying to determine what kind of being you are, just as you're doing something similar with them.
Peter Godfrey-Smith is a professor of philosophy. His new book is Other Minds, The Octopus, The Sea, and the Deep Origins of Consciousness.